Amid two previous vote delays in recent weeks, the Boulder City Council approved Thursday evening new members to the Police Oversight Panel by a vote of 6-3. Mayor Pro Tem Mark Wallach and council members Bob Yates and Tara Weiner voted no on the candidate recommendations. Thursday's vote was the third time council members dealt with issues surrounding the selection process for new members to the Police Oversight Panel and a complaint filed by John Neslidge alleging that the process is flawed with bias, prejudice, and conflict of interest. In his complaint, Neslidge also targets candidate Lisa Sweeney Moran by including tweets from Sweeney Moran about law enforcement. During last night's meeting, council members also appointed Claiborne Douglas, a municipal lawyer, to investigate Neslidge's complaint into the selection process. Kristen Nichols, the ex-girlfriend of the partner to Aurora's former police chief, Vanessa Wilson, filed a federal lawsuit Wednesday alleging Wilson used her position of power to have Nichols arrested in 2021. When police arrested Nichols, they charged her with domestic violence criminal attempt, second-degree assault, burglary, and criminal mischief based on allegations from her ex-girlfriend, Robin Nisita, who Wilson was dating at the time of the arrest. Prosecutors dropped the charges against Nichols last summer. According to the Denver Post, the 85-page lawsuit by Nichols against Wilson also names an Aurora police detective, the city of Aurora, and various Adams County officials. The lawsuit also details allegations of domestic abuse and child custody battles between Nichols and Nisita. The Denver Post says Nisita and Wilson's attorney did not immediately respond to requests for comment, and Aurora spokesperson said the department could not comment on the pending litigation. The Nichols lawsuit comes amid other troubles for Nisita, who last week received an order from an Arapahoe County judge to pay Aurora City Councilperson Danielle Durinsky $3 million after Durinsky sued her for making an unfound child sexual abuse report. Nisita made the child abuse claims against Durinsky when she, Nisita, was an Aurora County caseworker. Nisita also faces criminal charges stemming from the unfound allegations. In the aftermath of Wilson being ousted by Aurora City Manager Jim Trombley in April 2022, Wilson accused Aurora officials, including Durinsky, of conspiring to fire her as they sought to stop Wilson from pursuing police reforms. Aurora officials, including Durinsky, denied Wilson's allegations surrounding her firing. State officials with the Office of New Americans have picked AidKit, a Denver-based company, this week to help administer an unemployment fund to undocumented immigrants. According to Colorado Newsline, the state is paying the company to supply necessary technology to host applications for the program, determine eligibility, and provide direct cash payments to recipients through same-day bank transfers or reloadable debit cards for individuals without bank accounts. Colorado lawmakers passed an unemployment benefits measure last year that included a benefit recovery fund to serve unemployed people regardless of immigration status. If operations are a success, Colorado will be the first state in the country to provide unemployment funds to undocumented immigrants. Kathy White of Colorado Fiscal Institute told Colorado Newsline, more than half of undocumented workers have unemployment insurance premiums paid on their wages, just like all laborers, but they cannot claim the benefit because of their work authorization status. AidKit also has a history of partnering with the Denver Basic Income Project, along with providing rental aid to undocumented people who experienced job loss during the pandemic. A bill to use AI for early wildfire detection moves forward in the Colorado legislature. KGNU's Juanita Hurtado has more.
On Tuesday, the Colorado Senate committee voted for initial approval of a bill that invests $2 million into artificial intelligence. The AI system will include high-definition cameras in remote positions and mountaintops to discern early signs of wildfire, like smoke plumes. According to the experts, climate change effects like heat waves and an increasingly concerning drought will lead to more frequent and destructive fires. Many of these cameras are already in use at lookout towers. The bill to use AI is a part of a new initiative for better employment of firefighters' resources. Following the example of states like California, Oregon, and Nevada. According to AP News, The program will support 40 fixed camera stations and 6 more mobile stations that can be moved to monitor ongoing fires. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
The Colorado baker Jack Phillips and his business Masterpiece Cake Shop, known for winning a partial 2018 U.S. Supreme Court decision stemming from refusing to make a cake for a gay couple's wedding, has lost an appeal Thursday before the Colorado Court of Appeals involving a birthday cake for a gender transition. The state appeals court said the pink with blue frosting cake requested by Colorado lawyer Autumn Scardina from Phillips is not a form of speech. The appellate court decision also said the state law making it illegal to refuse services to people based on protected characteristics such as race, religion, or sexual orientation does not violate a business owner's right to practice or express their religious beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom, who is representing Phillips, says their client plans to appeal. The U.S. Supreme Court said in the 2018 case for Phillips that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission unfairly dismissed Phillips' religious beliefs, but did not rule on the larger issue if Phillips can invoke a religious objection to refuse service to LGBTQ+ people. Alliance Defending Freedom also has another case before the nation's high court by representing Colorado graphic artist Lori Smith, who says she does not want to design wedding websites for same-sex couples and claims state law violates her freedom of speech. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be partly sunny with a high of 44 degrees for Fort Collins and 46 degrees for Boulder and Denver. Today's winds could gust as high as 28 miles per hour for Boulder, 22 miles per hour for Denver, and 18 miles per hour for Fort Collins. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 20 degrees for Fort Collins and 21 degrees for Boulder and Denver. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.